Right, and get mm-hmm. and be able to talk and have a contact.
Right.
Okay. Do you think he could let me know? And I don't know who else is interested. What do you come up with in the next sure. within the next week or so? Because mm-hmm. we don't have a lot of time to wait to the next meeting. Too late.
Right. I mean, it's. There's going to have to be some decisions that are made by right. you folks at the county, not this advisory right. committee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're going to subsidize stuff or if you're going to, I think like you said, I wouldn't do the tent thing. Yeah. Right? If Paul will work with us and provide his yeah. place, it would be a lot easier and less.
Well, if I remember right, Bob Stickles wanted to do the tent. I think it started under Bob. And I think it was because they actually wanted to get the crews away from the public area. If they go to the restaurant, they're going to be mixed in with the public. You know, next thing you know, you got the public crawling all over them. I think he wanted to get the tent idea, so it was just for the air crews.
The restaurant's closed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And really what was happening is the crew would be, during the day, they'd be watching the race. The ones that were here, the ones that wanted to stay here, they would watch the race in the tent. And we had food for them. And then after the race, it'd be like a mob coming through, grabbing plates, running their plates. You know, they want to get out of here.
Right.
So, you know, it's...
But my point is, I don't know that I would discount the tent. Now, maybe you want yeah. Paul to help Paul out. Maybe you want Paul to supply the food.
Right.
Well, right. What the issue was, and I was for getting rid of the tent because the cost...
It
was exorbitant for a couple of planes, and we were hosting more county employees at the tent than we were drivers or anything else. So
no,
it was like,
we had a few. We did have the ones that after the race. There's like a mob, and there's rental cars all over the place, and they just pull them up and run.
So if you want, what is it?
It is
for
expensive.
Two races this year. Mm-hmm. What is it between five and 7,000? Was it a race or a year?
I don't think it was a race.
That's for the tent.
I know you're not supposed to talk, but you're the one
the tent and
that
the food and all is around $15,000-$16,000.
Okay, so I mean, if you want to do
race?
It, hey,
yes.
I'm game. You know, mm-hmm. but to me, it was a big chunk of change, and I didn't see much
we
return
didn't,
for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we didn't see the return for that kind
but
of.
But at that point, I wasn't trying to get every plane touchdown and takeoff counted.
Yeah,
I mean, one of the things they liked about coming here is it's away from people, you know, and the tent was one of those things, but, you know, they didn't have to deal with the crowds, especially if, you know, they didn't do so well in the race and, you know, it wasn't a good day, you know, the more you can do to keep them away from the public, the more they're going to be happy.
Now, so has the county looked into possibly... maybe buying a tent instead of renting?
Well, we thought about it a couple of years ago, and then we sort of decided not to because we weren't mm-hmm. sure.
Well, we could have in the beginning.
If we were going to continue on in the economy tank.
I mean, I don't have any idea what a tent like that costs, but it can't be too many weekends.
Right.
That it doesn't
pay
for itself.
Right, yeah, we did.
Especially with Wings and Wheels happening every year. It's worth it.
Yeah, it could be used for Wings and Wheels.
Tent?
It could be used for different county ceremonies or...
What if we could set the buffet up in around the old terminal building in
mm-hmm.
the porch area there? You don't have much room to sit around and eat, but you don't really need that much because they don't, you know, they could stand around outside, I guess, or we maybe put a table or two.
Is that Garrett's?
Garrett's
running now?
Yeah.
That would work. I think it would work for him.
And we've had weather issues before that... You know, the tent came in pretty handy, and I don't think everybody would have fit in the vestibule there. But, you know, unless you can open up the hangar.
Race,
or,
no.
Yeah.
Here's your area there in the restaurant that could be a destination for them, post off.
Well, I guess I was thinking that bar area during the day, because there are not that many people there during the day.
Right,
the
I mean, I know exactly. Yeah, right, so...
When they come running through, that's when you get a big crowd. And if they don't want to be,
yeah, I didn't know
if they want to be away from
could
the
be
public,
sectioned off. What I'm saying.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
save a lot of money.
But they're still going to have to run through the public area to get up to the airplane. Yeah. That's the only problem. That